Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Hi, Niall. I'd love to know if any of your listeners have had a similar experience as dating as I have. I've been going out with my boyfriend for 2 years now, and a few months ago we decided to take the plunge and move in together. We always had a really fun relationship, so I thought it would be even more fun when we lived together. But that doesn't seem to be the case. He's incredibly close to his mam, which I always really liked, but I firmly believe that how a man treats his mother is a reflection of how they'll treat their partner. This is where I might have been wrong. Not that he treats me badly, but he treats me like his mother a lot of the time. I started to notice a few weeks ago that he expected me to do his laundry, cooking and cleaning, as well as waiting on his every need. Welcome to Ireland. It wasn't until we went over to his mam's last week that I realised this is how she acts. She constantly running around making him tea and everything else he asks for. No wonder he expects me to do the same thing if he's a fully grown man and this is how he's treated. I genuinely think that the issue that men today have is they are mollycoddled by their Irish mammies. I wonder if your Irish listeners would agree. Do I get the impression she's foreign? I wonder if your Irish mammies would agree. Maybe. She's just not used to it. It is true, Irish men, and Italian men, by the way. I'm sorry if you're listening to Italian men. The relationship with their mother is, I'm not saying unhealthy, or maybe it is. It's not that it's unhealthy, because look, it's good to love your mother and you know, and for your mother to love you. That's normal behaviour, you know. But we rely too much on them. Our Irish mammies have destroyed us. They've spoilt us. They do everything for us. And we end up incapable of doing anything for ourselves. That's what happens. So I want to ask a question. Do you think that Irish men are needy? Because there was some research done into this. I was looking, there was an article in the paper during the week that I actually lost. Ruth gave it to me, in fairness. It's my fault. I threw it in the bin. I don't know why. But anyway, it was about them being needy. And it kind of came back to this idea that Irish men are needy. Well, men in general are needy because of the relationships with their mammies. But particularly, I think, Irish men. Do Irish mammies mollycoddle their boys too much? Not their girls. They just don't do that with their girls. They do it with their boys. I knew one guy. He was 22 years of age. He had moved out into an apartment with his girlfriend. And every week he went back to his mother's house with his laundry. He would put all his laundry into a bag and he would bring it to his mother's house, give it to his mother and say, there you go. And he'd go around and get his dinner there 3 or 4 nights a week. She'd still make his dinner while his wife was in work, or his girlfriend, should I say, was in work. That's what happens with Irish men. Celine, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How you doing, Celine?
Hey.
Now, Celine, are you one of these mammies?
I am.
Oh.
I have to say, yeah.
Right. How old is your son, by the way?
Well, he's nearly 22.
Oh, so he's like my mate, 22. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And he's never gotten out of bed in the morning for his breakfast. I bring his breakfast up to bed.
Ah, every morning. Celine, what are you doing to him?
I know.
What does he have for breakfast? Like a full Irish?
No, it could be like, say, a bowl of Cocoa Pops or anything that he wants.
Cocoa Pops at 22. God bless him.
And when he's playing his PlayStation, he just sends me a text to get him a sandwich or a drink. And I'm up and down the stairs like a yo-yo. I know, I'm not doing any favours either, but what can I do? So, he's the only child, so I do have him around.
So he's 22 and you're bringing up his Cocoa Pops in the morning. The very fact that he's eating Cocoa Pops worries me.
And the family slagged me because even in the winter, I put his clothes on the rad in the morning so they'll have him for when he gets up.
My mother did that for me when I was 7. Not when I was 22.
I know, yeah.
I'm trying to see the scene in your house in the morning. So he's lying in bed. You're downstairs. Yeah. There's no other reason for you to be up, I assume. So you're downstairs making his breakfast for him. You're putting his clothes. Well, you bring up his breakfast to him. Then you, what are you wearing today, son? Yeah. Are you wearing that shirt and those jeans? Okay, I'll bring them downstairs and I'll put them on the radiator while you're having your breakfast. Yeah. You take it easy there now.
I do, yeah.
I know, Jesus.
I know.
What happens when he meets a girl, Celine?
I know, that's what my ma keeps on saying to me. My ma said, them mothers from the 50s are gone. That's not going to happen for him.
And do you, have brothers, by the way? Do you have any brothers?
I do, yeah.
Did your mother do the same thing for your brothers? Do you know what I mean? Does it run in the family?
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, my nana was the same with her son.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so it does run in the family, yeah.
So, would he put on a wash in the washing machine?
He doesn't even know where the washing machine is.
would he iron a shirt?
I might have gotten all funny by the minute.
Could he make a dinner?
Not a chance, no.
Could he, let's say you had to go somewhere and he had to feed himself. He'd just get a takeaway, would he?
Well, he can do it. Yeah, he would do that as well, but my mother would send up his dinner to him.
So his granny will send up a dinner to him?
Yeah.
So he couldn't put on a bit of pasta for himself or a bit of mince or make a bit of bolognese or something? Or.
Well, I mean, he'd have to learn to do it, but he's never done it.
At 22?
My fault. Yeah.
Ah, you're ruining him, Celine.
Yeah, I am indeed. Yeah.
You're setting him up to be destroyed for some poor young one who's going to meet him and end up being his mother.
I know. And I did say to him a while back, I said, this has to stop. If anybody heard me and walk saying I had to go home and get his dinner, they'll think I'm talking about a five-year-old.
So are you, when you're out, say, during the day, maybe you might pop down to the shopping centre or have a little look around, you're kind of thinking, you're conscious of the fact he's coming home, I better get home and have his dinner ready for him.
Yeah, well, I'm actually on after doing his dinner there now before I go to work.
Right. Oh, so you're working as well, Celine?
Yeah.
Ah, Jesus. So you're working and you're more worried about him getting his breath. It's Cocoa Pops in the morning. Ah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Ah, stop.
I'm very bad.
Yeah.
Well, sure, look, if we don't spoil them, who is?
Yeah, and I don't want to pry into your personal business. Is the dad still at home? Is your husband?
No, it's just the two of us.
Just the two of us, okay. Because I was going to say, does his dad spoil him as well? Okay. So it's just, I think you're overcompensating there, Selena.
I am. Yeah.
Hi, Duke. You're not on your own. Martina, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Martina?
Hi, now.
Are you another one?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have four of them.
Four sons?
Four sons.
Do they eat Cocoa Pops?
Oh, yeah. And everything else that goes with it.
Yeah.
Eat me out, house and home. But yeah, one is gone. I have one who's gone, but I mind his. 3-year-old son.
Okay.
I got one back, even though I got rid of one.
So you replaced it with another one, to speak. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. But like that, I do everything for them now. I get it, you know, same thing. I do all their washing, all their ironing, make their bed, strip their bed, dress it, everything I do for them. Do their dinner for them coming in from work in the evening. Absolutely.
And how old are they?
I've got... Well, my eldest son is gone, so he's 33, but I've got 24 and 20, and then I've got a 10-year-old as well.
Okay, well, let's leave this 10-year-old aside. You have a duty to him.
He's okay.
He's all right. You have a duty to him.
Yeah.
But the other two, 20 and 24 years of age, particularly the 24-year-old. Oh, for God's sake.
And he's got a girlfriend of 7 years, so...
Well, and what does she think? What does she think of all this?
Yeah, but he sat down there when he had COVID at Christmas, and I don't think she'll ever have him living with us. With her.
Why did she end up having to do it all then?
The two of them had COVID together and she said she was running around after him.
Oh no. See, this is the problem, and this is what I'm saying with the email and also the research that's been done. You're setting them up for a disaster.
Yeah,
that's true.
We are Irish mammies, it really is. It's what you do, Niall.
So it's what you do.
Are you Irish genocide? You didn't get it.
Yeah. They see, the problem is they turn out to be needy men then.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they are that, yeah. And Martina, your lad now, you're 20 and 24-year-old, could they make a dinner?
Well, if you consider putting a pizza in the oven, they're making it dinner. or Domino's.
that doesn't count to constitute a dinner. Would they know how to use the washing machine, either one of them?
No. I was actually in Lanzarote Mother's Day. I went away for 5 days and I swear I came back to... what looked like a bomb site. But anyway, I got a phone call in the restaurant on Mother's Day to ask how to use the washing machine.
And did they try to use it?
Yeah. And I said, if it's broken when I come home, you're in trouble. But they couldn't actually...
operate
it. They couldn't work it.
They couldn't work it.
Between the two of them, they couldn't figure it out.
And these are the same type of lads who'll play PlayStations, computers, of all sorts of technology.
I've one son who works in construction. He's a project manager.
And he can't operate a washing machine.
Absolutely.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I wouldn't like to be in a building that he's project managed. I mean, how much is there to do in a washing machine? 40 degrees, press the power on, press the little play button. That's all you have to do. It's not that difficult.
Like the Krypton factor.
The Krypton factor.
But yeah. Then.
And Martina, you don't bring their breakfast in bed to them, do you?
No, but I do make their breakfast if they're in the house. I've one son now, he's a 20-year-old here at the moment because he's done his knee in. And he is an apprentice plumber, but he can't work at the moment. Now, I am kind of running around a little bit after him, yeah.
Yeah. You heard Celine. Celine not only makes the breakfast, or his, she brings it up the stairs to his bed on a tray for him every morning.
Yeah, not that bad.
And then she asks him what he's wearing that day, gets the clothes out for him, and puts them on the radiator for him.
Well, I do that.
You do that as well, do you?
Yeah, I leave them all out for them. I do indeed.
At 22 and 24, you're leaving out their clothes for them.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on here?
All washed and all ironed and clean on their bed.
Yeah. Oh, gee. Ashley outside is having a meltdown. She said, no wonder Irish men are so needy.
I can imagine.
Well, stay there for a second, because let me go to Renata. Renata, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Renata?
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Now, Renata doesn't sound like a very Irish name, so I'm assuming there's origins from somewhere else.
It's Poland.
Poland. Okay, now you wouldn't have this crack in Poland.
No, we don't go down as that. We absolutely... Well, I don't know really if it's all Polish mothers so strict, but definitely I'm not coddling them. I have a 13-year-old, almost 14-year-old, he'll be 14 in July, a boy, and a girl that's 11. And they do everything for the past good 2 years for themselves. They do the rooms, the bathrooms, they hoover, they do the dishwasher, they bring the laundry, they fold the laundry, they walk the dog.
Yeah.
Obviously, they...
Are you listening, Celine and Martina? Are you listening to this? Yeah. It's 14, not 24, 14.
14, yes. And if he needs clean clothes for school or anything, he needs to ensure he brings them down and she tells me that he needs them clean. Well ahead.
Okay, yeah.
I might be tired.
Yeah, would you bring... by the way, do you bring his breakfast up in bed to him in the morning? No, you do not.
No. I barge into the room, I turn on the light and I say, make me coffee, please.
Oh, hey, good.
Last year, I taught him how to use the coffee machine. So we have a rule at home that if you say coffee, the person you scream at needs to drop everything and do
make
the coffee
for
you.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So because you deserve it, Renata. Now, yes. in relation to, say, cooking, can the 14-year-old cook?
He cooks stuff like he loves to bake, muffins and stuff like that. We've tried to... leave him with a pancake mix, but he said it was a disaster. But he's learning.
Yeah, so he can make muffins.
He can make muffins. He can do the basic stuff. We are teaching him slowly. He has daddy cook dinner sometimes.
Right.
And they've done their own pizza once. Obviously, the dough was ready made, but they do a lot. And we teach
okay, so they don't just order them. They don't just order, like, you know, Martina's son. They don't just order them from Domino's.
Oh, no.
No. They make their own.
Mine texts me from the bedroom to bring it up to them.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Sean is the best thing.
Renata, you need to have a word with these two Irish mammies.
I absolutely. Can you imagine? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. My friends laugh very often. They'll send their kids on a camp to my house because it's like a military camp sometimes on the weekend when we clean. And I'm just ordering them around. They've tried to weaponize incompetence. Now and then they do something poorly. And I'm like, no, you repeat that until you get it right, child.
Yeah. So in relation to... what Martina and Celine were saying at 24, well, Celine particularly, or Martina was 24 years of age, and Celine is 22 years of age, all right? the fact that, do your kids, Martina and Celine, well, one at a time, but do they do any hoovering or chores around the house?
No.
Celine, would he know what a hoover looked like?
Ah, yeah. He does know where it is.
He knows where it is.
He's Hoover's car now, if that counts, really.
No, that's selfish. He just said he had Hoover's own car. That's about it. Can he, I'm surprised he knows how to use it, by the way.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen here, Renata, is that these young Irish men, I don't even know if I can call them that at this stage, well, they'll grow up, they'll meet a nice girl, and she could be a Polish girl, for example, right? Who's not going to do all that for them? Yeah, she's not going to do all that for them.
No.
They won't survive.
The Polish girl will straight them up right away, especially a younger one. The generation of younger girls now, they don't put up with that. I hope at least that they don't. But we do. The older generation in Poland would be similar. The woman would stay at home and do everything, and that'd be the job.
And yes, I understand that, and that's the way it should. That's the way it was in most places. My mom and dad would have been like that, but not now.
Now,
Martina and Salim want to keep that tradition going.
Oh no, please don't.
No, I do want to stop, but I don't know how. I've said it so many times, and it's just not working.
If he gets hungry, he will come down.
Yeah, you just need to. I mean, what would happen, Celine, if you didn't bring his breakfast up, his Cocoa Pops up to him in the morning? What would happen? Would he shout down, "Ma, where's me Cocoa Pops"?
He would, and he'd actually stay there all day and starve himself until I do it.
Oh, jeez. He's 22. He's not 12.
He's not
going to starve himself, Selena. He's not on a hunger strike or something. You just turn around, you just shout at the stairs, "Come down and get them yourself." Come on, Celine, you have to do it. Martina. Martina, come on, work with us here. If we can work on Selena first, then you might learn something from it. So she just says in the morning, "Get your own bloody Cocoa Pops." That's fair enough, isn't it?
It is fair, but it won't work. It's easier just to bring them up. It's less arguments.
Yeah, I say that as well. It's easier to just do it myself.
Even when I'm in work.
See, but they rely on the fact that you think like that. And it reminds me of a show we did about 2 years ago where there was a fella and he was asked by his wife to iron the clothes. So he took the fuse out of the plug of the iron and told her it wasn't working. So he was clever enough to take the time to take the fuse out and say it wasn't working. In other words, lads do that. They'll do a really bad job at something, so you won't ask them to do it again.
It's called weaponising confidence.
Yeah, it was absolutely weaponising confidence. Let me go to Marty as well. Marty, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Marty?
Oh, hello, thanks.
Oh, are you there, Marty? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Unfortunately, not really. It's a very bad line.
Bad to meet you,
Okay, Marty, I'm going to have to get you back after the break, all right? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And the question I'm asking you is this bad parenting? Or is this just what Irish people do? You've heard Martina, you've heard Celine. Doesn't happen in Renata's household. And that could be cultural too, of course, because Renata is Polish. And Eastern European people, I don't think they mollycoddle their young men the way Irish mammies do. I think it's an Irish mammy thing. But we're setting them up for a disaster, an absolute and utter disaster in their lives. The number is 087-188-0008. And I want to know, well, I suppose the question I'm asking you, somebody, is, are Irish mothers destroying their sons? Yeah, well, I'll try and get Marty back, actually, just before I go to the break. And let me just play one of your WhatsApp messages here as well. While I'm waiting.
Cocoa Pops in the morning. He deserves a slap. Get up there, will you? 22-year-old having Cocoa Pops and his mammy putting his pyjamas on the radiators. But when he comes home, oh my God. Get off the radio, will you?
Yeah, you listen.
Come on air.
Are you listening?
Well, it's definitely an Irish mother thing. My son is 22. We have deliberately decided to make him do his own thing. Refused to do his washing. But now his new girlfriend's mother does everything for him. He spends 4 days a week in his girlfriend's mother's and she pampers him. She does his cleaning. She has breakfast. She has dinner made for him. He does absolutely nothing and he just comes home to us and laughs.
Hey, you see, this is the problem, girls. Are you listening to this, both of you, Selena Martina?
Yep.
Yep. People are not happy that you're doing this. And by the way, I don't want to, pick on yous because there are many, many women in Ireland, mothers in Ireland, just like you two. And they feel, oh, sure, look, I might as well do it because if I don't do it, it's not going to get done. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm better off doing it myself.
Well, I think it's what you're taught as well now, because my mom had, we had the two girls and then my brother. My brother never had to do anything and us two girls done everything.
Yeah.
As we grew up, my mom, and we had called him Golden Balls because he was just
Golden Balls.
Because my mom just, you know, oh, he's the boy, he doesn't have to do, where we done everything, you know.
And do either one of you have girls, by the way?
No.
I wonder if you did have a daughter, would you do the same thing? I don't think you would. You wouldn't make her bed or, you know, get her clothes ready or bring her Cocoa Pops up to her because you would expect that she would do it herself.
See, I think girls are capable and for some reason I don't need the boy there.
Yeah, but why are men so incapable? Because you're doing it for them.
I know.
There are loads of people that, I mean, I can make my own dinners. I'm a good cook. You know, I can use a washing machine, all those kind of things. Now, mind you, I did get that done for me when I was younger too, by my mother. But in saying that, I can do all those things because it was a case of having to do it after I got separated. So it was a case of having to do it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because there was nobody else there to do it. It was just me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm quite capable. I can iron clothes. I actually don't mind ironing. It's a bit therapeutic, you know. But I mean, it's you need to start letting them do these things because they're going out into the big bad world. Thanks, ladies. At least they're being very honest. Do Irish mammies, do they destroy their young children? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. We've got another message here that I'll play for you. Hold on.
Hi, Niall. I can't come on. I have a bit of a cold and a sore throat, so don't want to talk too much. Yeah, no, I'm guilty. I do everything for my husband. I do everything for my son. He's nearly 15. Well, he's 14. I do everything. I make his bed. I clean his room. I'm going to do that shortly. And cook all the dinners, all the laundry. But I suppose the difference is that I don't mind. I know I'm teaching my son probably not the right thing, but I can't help it. I enjoy doing it. And my husband, I kind of treat him like my son too. I can't help it. I'm guilty. Joanna.
Leanne, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Leanne?
Oh. How are you?
How are you? Are you a mollycoddle? Do you mollycoddle somebody?
I do, indeed.
Okay, but he's not your son, is he?
No. I don't have any kids.
Okay.
So, I think that might be the problem.
So you need to find somebody to mollycoddle. Somebody to mammy. Who is he?
He's my boyfriend. So, his mother kind of set the way for me. So when I started going out with him, I found out that very quickly that he didn't really know how to do much. So I said, I better take care of him here.
So,
and it just carried on from there, really.
So when you say... When you say take care of them, I mean, and that's a thing that people should do, both boys and, you know, men and women should take care of each other if they're in a loving relationship. But then we take that to the extreme. So take care of them. Now, you iron his clothes?
I don't iron anything. I don't even iron my own clothes, but I wash everything. I wash all the clothes. I change the beds, clean the house, cook dinners, the breakfasts. I make a lunch for his work in the morning.
Send him out a little lunch box.
I do indeed.
Yeah. And do you work, by the way, as well?
I do. I work part-time. So okay. I don't find that it's too much then on me because he's full-time working.
But why is it your responsibility to make his lunch? I mean, could he not just put a few crackers or whatever it is he has for lunch in a box himself? Is he not capable of doing that? God love him.
I make it with love.
Ah, right.
Tastes better then.
Do you put little notes in with it as well?
Oh no, he'd kill me. He'd be slagged off the site, he would.
He's on a building site, is he?
Yeah.
But you know what I find? I find it's the more macho, the bloke, you know what I mean? The building sites, you know, truckers. And it's those ones that tend to be mollycoddled more. That's what I'm kind of noticing now. Well, can he use a washing machine?
I wouldn't trust him, to be honest. I'd leave layout instructions and I'd still be, oh, Jesus.
He's going to flood the place.
Yeah. Before I was worried, I had food in the fridge and I had ribs covered in tinfoil, barbecue sauce to cook later on. And I was worried when I was going to work, I was like, what if he eats them and he thinks they're cooked?
Oh, right. Because he's just not used to cooking things.
Oh, well, he may make an old bacon sandwich, you know, on the George Foreman.
On the George Foreman. So he's capable of slipping a few rashes onto the George Foreman, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not too bad. At least that's something, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The little things, you know.
And, would you bring him, he's be sitting there watching the telly after a hard day's work. Could you bring out his tea to him and his biscuits and everything else?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Make sure there's a few crisps in the house for him. And
yeah.
Sure, if there's any ones, I'll just pop over to the shop for him.
Of course you would.
Make sure there's everything there for the lunch for him in the morning, or if he wants something special, or if he, you know.
Yeah, would you put his clothes on the radiator like Celine did earlier on with her son, 24 years of age, whatever it was, putting his clothes
on? Of course I would. Sure, when we started going out, he was here some of the time and my heating wasn't working. So the little clothes he did have, I had them on my little heater and I was staying up to switching them over to make sure they were dry for the morning for him.
You were putting them on the heater just to keep them warm for him?
Yeah.
You're a very good girlfriend, aren't you?
I said, you have to be, you know.
And we wonder why.
His mom's always giving me the eye. My baby. I say, my baby now.
you'd wonder why Irish mother or Irish men are so needy when their mothers and their girlfriends do everything for them. You know what I mean?
You know, he takes care of me in different ways. You know, brings me out for the odd meal, or
does he?
Gets me the old takeaway. You know,
that's good of him, isn't it?
He's good like that.
He's good like that. He'll get you the odd takeaway to save you cooking every now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fair
I'm
play
telling
to.
You now, it always reminds me of that scene in Father Ted where Mrs. Doyle has gone and they're trying to make a cup of tea. That's always what's in my mind when I leave the house.
I'm assuming he can make a cup of tea, can he?
I have to get a new kettle because he keeps overfilling it.
Right.
So I want to get a see-through kettle so he knows where to lie.
And would he be good at a bit of DIY around the house?
He's mowed a lot.
All right, okay. Okay, we're good for that, aren't we? We can cut the grass, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this stems from the fact that you believe his mother did this for him, so you believed it was your duty to take over from his mother.
Not me duty, per se. I didn't want to cause any arguments. I said, here, you're used to that, I'll take care of him like this.
Okay, well, look, if you're happy to do that, do you enjoy doing it?
Yeah, it brings me happiness knowing that he's taken care of. Hopefully he doesn't have anything to worry about. So it eases me, you know.
Okay. And you believe you get that back from him in love and support and everything else?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. He's a very good man.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm not having a go. If you're happy enough to do that. Now, I do see an issue with it when it comes to children. When I say children, you know, it's 22 is hardly a child. I think if a mother is doing it for a child, I don't think she's setting them up well for life. Do you know what I mean?
I think now if I have kids and I have a boy, I think I'll treat them the same. But I think if I had a girl now, I'd be setting her up to, now we're going to do the wash, just how you put on the wash.
And why is that? It's a bit stereotypical, isn't it? Why?
No. Yeah. I think because when I was younger, I was, my parents didn't mollycoddle me at all. I was very independent from a very young age, you know. So
I
want you to be like me. I want you to be independent. I want you to be able to do things for yourself. Where I think boys just need a little bit taken care of.
Right, looking after.
Looking after.
And is that a girl's job to look after?
Walk into the
world. Do you think, you're obviously quite traditional in your views then. You believe it's a girl's duty to look after her man, so to speak.
Yeah, I just see it, not with my parents, but with my grandparents.
Yeah, yeah.
That my nanny was hand and foot taking care of my granddad, you know. And they had such a great relationship.
Yeah, and look, I'm not knocking it. You know, I mean, my mother did it for my father. Of course, that was their generation. That's what they did, you know. And by the way, can I say, when my mother did it for my father, very like yourself, right? But she did more for him. She did more than that. She did everything for him, right? So he'd come in from work. He'd literally sit down. Didn't matter what she was doing. She could be engrossed in something on the television. She'd have to get up immediately, make his tea for him, get his biscuits, put his dinner on, get it ready for him. So everything was done for him, right? But in saying that, when she got very sick, towards the end of her life, for the last 5 years of her life, he took over the role, which really surprised me. He then started looking after her. And he never went shopping in his life. But yet, as soon as she got sick, he had no problem going into Penny's and buying underwear for her and doing all those things that she needed. You know, buying her, you know, lady bits and pieces. He had no problem. And I it kind of opened my eyes a little bit because he was such a man's man. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yet he did all these things and he looked after, he brought her around in a wheelchair everywhere and he had no problem looking after her. Let me, okay, we'll stay there for a second. Just let me go to Ellen as well. Ellen, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Ellen? Now, Ellen.
Hi. Good. How are you? Yeah.
You've been looking, listen to Leanne and before that, Selena and Martina. And there's this kind of Irish thinking that women need to look after men.
Oh, God. His mother, like, when we got married, I was only 18. Like, I had my baby at 17, married at 18. We lived in a mobile home. She'd come down. I'll take the washing. I'll take the and I was like, I can well able to do my washing. Like, his wife, you know, watch for him. She looked after him like a baby. A baby. And it stayed with him forever, didn't because he could do nothing.
So he was useless at doing things?
Useless. That's the bloody word. Useless. I did all the painting. I cemented the walls. I did everything. I was the man as well in the house. Every bloody day.
So, I mean, is Leanne setting herself up for disaster? Mind you, I genuinely just believe she loves her boyfriend and she wants to be there for him. I mean, she's doing everything for him.
Look, my son, he works long hours constantly. He's only 22, okay? He's a worker since he was out of school. He's working non-stop. But I will still take out one or two bags of his hoodies and wash them because I have plenty of space in my line for him. But he does all his own washing bags. Like I say, look, come on, give me your hoodies. I'll wash them for you.
Yeah.
I mean, he can work. You can do both. I mean, he's a great worker. He's in work all the time.
Would you cook his dinners for him?
He's a manager. And he's always, you know...
Yeah, but do you cook? Is he still living at home? He is, yeah. So you cook his dinners for him, do you?
No. He's 22 and he's not living at home.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. So,
yeah.
But if he was, would you cook his dinners for him?
Like, when I was living at home, even when he was younger, he'd still put on a dinner, like. Yeah. So I always taught them, my three children, how to cook.
Why is it that Irish women seem to think, and Leanne even said it herself, you know, hopefully when she has her own children or if she has her own children, that she would teach her daughter to do all these things, but not her son.
Oh,
why is it Irish women do that?
Probably. Some do, like, but like, I made sure the son as well knew how to cook, you know, because you need to do these things. Because, like, I don't think anyone could have been as bad as my husband, to be honest with you. My ex-husband, well, I'm afraid.
Yeah, okay. But it wasn't really his fault, because you pointed out that it was his mother. She did
it
that
was
to
his
him.
Mother, because she'd nearly wipe his you-know-what for him if he went to the toilet. She was like that for him.
Right, okay. She did everything for him.
Everything, because even when her husband died, like his father, we were living in the mobile. She'd come down to us, and I had three small children. I'll make the bed for you tonight to come up and stay in my house. You know, whereas I used to stay in the mobile with the three children.
Yeah.
And he'd leave me with the three kids and go up into the house, and I wasn't invited up. You know, this kind of a rubbish.
Ah, jeez, that's a bit much. That's a bit... what the hell's going on there?
Shocking.
typical Irish mammy.
This woman said, he'd overflow the kettle. He wouldn't have a clue how to turn a kettle on for himself. He was so useless. And like, I did...
Now, are you only saying that because he's your ex-husband?
Ex-husband, thank God.
Ex-husband.
Like, one day I was home late from work. They used to have two or three jobs. I did chips for him and just a fried, you know, something quick. He caught the plate and he effed it out the door. And he said, this is rubbish to be getting, like, after I had 90 hours put in 1 week, like, alone, working. And he threw it out the door and plate and everything.
Yeah.
You know, that's... things like that, like...
I know I'm listening to stories and I'm looking at texts coming in here and I swear to God, it's just bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. Listen, ladies, it's been lovely talking to you. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0000, right? It's been lovely talking to both of you. And Leanne, look, I think Leanne's heart's in the right place. She loves her boyfriend. She wants to look at... And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that traditional view of life. I know the feminists will have you believe there's something terribly wrong with it. Feminists would hate Leanne. They'd hate her. But in saying that, I see nothing wrong with what she's doing if that's what she wants to do. And she's not doing it for the wrong reasons. And she certainly isn't. She loves her boyfriend. But as for mothers doing it for 22 and 24-year-old sons, ah, Jesus, I don't know.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Say